Okay.
Entertained a motion to come out of recess for public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hunt, second. Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
We're now back in the public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County and its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give a statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. Mr. President, the first case that we have today is conditional use number 2279, filed on behalf of Ron Sutton, Mr. Whitehouse.
And
Mr. President, before I introduce this, I can update Council to confirm on Friday of last week and also yesterday, staff received correspondence from Mr. Sutton of Civil Engineering Associates requesting that this application be withdrawn from Council's agenda. So prior to me introducing it,
That would be correct. And what I would do is simply read the short title, and then the Council can vote on permission to withdraw. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwellings, 11 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.035 acres, more or less.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hudson?
Yeah, Mr. President, I make a motion to allow them to withdraw their application.
Have a motion.
I'll second.
Mr. Rowley seconds. Any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Rowley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson? I vote yes. Motion carried. Okay. CU2279 has been withdrawn.
Thank you. The next item, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2282. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a microbrewery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.35 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southeast corner of the intersection of Cedar Neck Road, which is Sussex County Route 357, and Hickman Road, which is Sussex County Route 359. The 911 address is 38450. Hickman Road, Ocean View, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 27.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's site plans, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, including photos and proposed conditions of approval. I would note that we've received 6 letters in support of the application. 2 letters have been submitted on behalf of the applicant, and I would note that we've received 1 letter in opposition and 1 mail return. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of December 9th of last year, and at its meeting of January 13th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 7 reasons and subject to the 7 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, it's the Mackenzie Pete Day today. She has all 3 hearings and has agreed to the Sussex County 5-minute rule. Ms. Pete.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mackenzie Pete. I'm an attorney with Baird Mandalas Brockstead, and I'm here today with co-counsel Steve Spence on behalf of the applicant and Larry Davies, member of Bethany Bay Brewing Company, LLC. Should you have any questions that I may be unable to answer, Mr. Spence or Mr. Davies can assist. So the applicant is before you today requesting a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a microbrewery to be located at 38450 Hickman Road, Ocean View, Delaware, on the southeast corner of the intersection of Cedar Neck Road and Hickman Road. The applicant appeared before Planning and Zoning on December 9, 2021, and on January 13, 2022, the Commission recommended approval of the applicant's conditional use, 5-0. Section 115-79 of the code requires a conditional use to operate a microbrewery. The applicant had received 2 notices of violation for reasons discussed on the record at the Commission hearing. And this property is specifically located in the C1 General Commercial District. As I stated, properties to the south and east are zoned MR, and an adjacent property to the south and properties across Hickman Road are zoned C1 as well. There are 9 other approved conditional uses operating within a 1-mile radius of the site. The site previously operated as an Italian restaurant where alcohol was served. The proposed use will include a microbrewery, tasting room, indoor seating, and outdoor patio seating area. No food will be served at the site. However, patrons will be allowed to bring in takeout to the site specifically. And as you'll notice from the preliminary site plan included as part of Exhibit B, the building where the proposed microbrewery is located is on a 2.35-acre parcel and is specifically located in a 2,773-square-foot building. Access to the property exists off of Hickman Road, and there are presently 20 existing parking spaces located on the parcel, although the space and site specifically has the ability to expand parking should it be required. In terms of the use of the building, approximately 70% of the building will be occupied by patrons, with 30% of the building to be occupied for business operations and brewery equipment. The patio is roughly 1,200 square feet. And in terms of hours of operation, the applicant anticipates being open from 11 to 10 at the latest, to be adjusted seasonally. And the applicant is also interested in installing a sign compliant with Sussex County standards. For these reasons and all other reasons stated before the commission, the applicant is requesting your favorable consideration of their application. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
I'm just a little concerned. As soon as she started talking, half the audience left.
I know.
Oh.
I don't know what she did or what happened. I don't know. Mr. Shaver.
I have a question.
Sure.
I noticed that at P&Z recommended hours of operation. It seems to me that may put undue restrictions on the business, particularly during, the height of the season.
Right, there could, right, and it could be subject to change. So what we specifically requested was that the business be allowed to operate from 11 to 10 and then to be adjusted seasonally. And I know that only that the record, I haven't actually seen a copy of the written record yet from commission, because the hearing was just on January 13, 2022. I'm not sure if it's been made available. However, what were the proposed, I guess, hours of operation then?
It's 11 to 10.
That's what P&Z put in, but I have a question related to his. The hours of operation for the liquor store in Delaware, they have set hours. They open at 9 in the morning, and is it 11 o'clock at night for the liquor stores in Delaware? I'm not sure.
Mr. Spence could answer that question. He's handling the applicant's liquor license application specifically.
Okay.
However, we'd have to be compliant with any standards.
That's kind of where I was thinking. The same hours as the liquor stores.
Good afternoon, Council. My name is Stephen Spence. Again, I work at Behrman down the Bronx. There is an application pending before the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission. It has not been completed yet because there was a protest levied as to outside the patio area, as to whether any form of music will be allowed out there. So the public hearing on that hasn't occurred yet. But the hours of operation that are proposed are what the applicant wanted. The liquor store typically could conceivably operate till 1, but almost no one operates past 11. And most of them don't operate past 10, frankly. But 11 would be a typical time for a shutdown of a package store. Restaurants and other tap rooms and the like typically operate till 1.
Okay, thank you.
Well, it says under 8C, it's got 11 to 10. So I think that just is overly restrictive on a restaurant.
But isn't it what they asked for?
That's all that we asked for. But if council believes.
Well, the minutes don't reflect that's what you asked for. You just made that statement. I don't think you.
There were proposed conditions of approval submitted into the record that did propose hours of operation from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. to be adjusted seasonally, however.
I'm throwing you a lifeline here. I mean, you tell me. I don't. There's skin off my teeth. Do you want to?
We can have that.
I mean, if you're fine with that, I'm fine with it.
Sure. Yes. That's what our client has requested.
I'm sorry. I had one last question.
You're fine. Help yourself.
And Mr. Spence, I answered this a little bit. The music, doesn't the ABC actually regulate whether or not you can play music on an outside patio?
It does.
So why are we as a zoning body regulating that? Why don't we let the agency that regulates alcohol regulate that?
Let me ask the client a quick question.
Because I don't think you got any letters of stating anybody was concerned about music, did you?
Yeah, because condition D says there will be no outside music.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody spoke in opposition and mentioned. I just hate imposing restrictions on small business people. It's tough enough making a living. And if you can get additional patrons in your store by playing a little bit of music on a Saturday night, I think you should have the ability to do that. But.
In connection with your current application, our applicant has notified the ABCC that they were going to withdraw the request for outside entertainment, outside music, excuse me. They do intend to have a
band inside?
What?
Do they have a band inside?
No, no, I was thinking of something, a different game. Oh. I'm drawing a blank on what the name of the game is.
We do it that have music inside.
Yes. That's not an issue, but no, I was thinking of the game, the tossing of the bags.
Cornhole.
Sorry, excuse me, I couldn't think of the name of the event. There's some theoretical possibility to have some sort of activity outside, but not music.
That's not very noisy.
So you are not asking for music, and that is not part of your ABC application either?
Correct. Now, if you don't want to impose the condition on us, obviously, if we did want to have music, we would have to give public notice and have the opportunity for a protest at the ABCC level. We cannot, if we withdraw that request as the current ABCC application, and if we wanted it in the future, we would have to make an application, give public notice, and an opportunity for protest at the ABCC. So I leave it to you as to whether you want to insist on that as
a
condition.
But my point is again, I just hate to impose restrictions on small business people, and it's regulated by the ABC.
It is.
If you come back and your business model's changed in a year, and you found that it might help you sell more of whatever you're selling, beer, I guess, by playing, you know, music on the patio, I think you should be able to petition the ABC to do that, not come back here, have another conditional use application heard, but.
And I think that's an invitation that I would think we would like to take up, okay, if you're willing.
Well, I'm willing. I don't know about anybody else. But.
Okay. Are there any other questions from council? If not, did you have anything else to add?
Nothing else to add.
Okay, at this point, is there anyone else in the room that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to object to this application? Anyone that would like to object? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening online that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is no one online.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Mr. Schaefer, you have an amendment you want to propose?
Yeah, I'd like to propose removing 8D in its entirety.
Well, don't you?
Well,
don't they want to see the final site plan?
Yeah,
maybe I got the wrong one here.
No, it's D. It's you, the first sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So just that you're going to take off the no outdoor music on the patio.
That's right. So is your motion to amend 8D by removing there shall be no outdoor music on the patio?
That's your motion. I have a second.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mrs. Green. Under condition 8D to remove the first sentence, which says there should be no outdoor music on the patio. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Alba, yes. Motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, any more amendments? Mr. Moore,
was
be short title.
Okay? The time was okay. It wasn't going to.
No, they were okay with that.
They were okay.
Yeah. Mr. Moore, be short title, please.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a microbrewery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.35 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7, with the conditions 8A through G, as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second,
Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning and the conditions as amended.
Schaefer.
I also vote yes based on a recommendation of planning and zoning as amended.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on recommendation by planning and zoning with the amendment.
Riley.
I will also vote yes based on recommendation of planning and zoning as amended.
I also vote yes based on P&Z's recommendation and the condition as amended. Motion carried.
Okay. Next. Thank you. The next matter, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1940. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 commercial district. So this is an ordinance Starts again. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.76 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of the intersection of Indian Mission Road, which is Route 5, and John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24. The 911 addresses are 31816 and 24882 Indian Mission Road, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 23. Parcel 262.00, and submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we received zero comments in support, zero comments in opposition, and zero mail returns. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of December 9th of last year, and at its meeting of December 6th. 16th of last year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 9 reasons outlined within the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the minutes of both of those meetings, is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, Ms. Pete.
Again, for the record, my name is Mackenzie Pete, attorney with the law firm of Baird Mandalis Brockstead. I'm here on behalf of Community Bank Delaware with Jack Riddle, President, and Steve Spence, a member of the Board of Directors of the bank. The applicant is proposing to rezone a 1.76 acre parcel, more or less, located on the southwest corner of the intersection of Route 24 and Route 5, identified as 31816 and 24822 Indian Mission Road, Millsborough, Delaware. The property is presently zoned AR1, and the applicant is proposing to rezone to C2. The applicant's reason for rezoning the property from AR1 to C2 is to develop the property into a future branch office of Community Bank Delaware or a similarly permitted use in C2. The only request before you today is obviously the applicant's rezoning request from AR1 to C2, and the applicant understands that it will subsequently have to go through site plan review. The applicant appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission on December 9, 2021, and at its next meeting on December 16, 2021, the Commission recommended approval of the applicant's rezoning 5-0. Presently, the property consists of a dwelling in poor condition, overgrown vegetation, and small cemetery that will not be disturbed as part of the proposed construction and development of the site. Should the rezoning be recommended for approval by this commission, by the council, the existing home will be demolished and landscaping will be cleared soon after the bank acquires the property. Rezoning this property from AR1 to C2 is consistent with the county's comprehensive plan and future land use map, will not diminish or impair property values in surrounding neighborhood, will not create a public nuisance, and will not result in an increase in public expenditures. There are no wetlands on the property. The property is located in the flood zone X, unshaded. Any sensitive historic features present on site, including the cemetery, will not be impacted by any construction activity or future use, and stormwater will be provided on site in accordance with current state of Delaware regulations. And the property will be served by public water and sewer service. The future land use map designates the subject property as being both in the coastal area and commercial area. All properties adjacent to the south have the same land use designation, and properties in the vicinity of the site in all directions have a land use designation of coastal area. For the reasons stated at the commission hearing and clearly on the screen, this property really isn't a sea of commercial. It looks like it almost was missed in rezoning. So for all the reasons previously stated, the applicant is requesting a rezoning from AR1 to C2, and I'm happy to entertain any questions that council may have.
Any questions from council? If not, did you have anything else to add?
Nothing else to add.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that'd like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this application?
At this time, there's no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
Close the public hearing, so give the council close the public record. And Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.76 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 9.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Schaefer.
I also vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I will also vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendation.
I will also vote yes based on planning and zoning recommendation. Motion carried.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. The next matter is change of zone number 1944.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.68 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, that's Route 9, approximately 0.55 mile west of Prettyman Road, which is Sussex County Route 254. The 911 address is 25141 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 6.20. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of Ordinance Number 2521 from September 26, 2017, and comments that have been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, plus a copy of the minutes of the Planning and Zoning meeting of October 1st, 2019. I would note we've received zero comments in support, zero comments in opposition, and zero mail returns. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of December 9th of last year, and at the meeting of January 13th of this year, the Planning Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons as outlined in the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, Ms. Peake.
Thank you. Again, Mackenzie Pete, for the record, I'm here on behalf of Executive Lawn Property Management, LLC, to request a rezoning of their 3.60-acre property, more or less located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, identified as 25141 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown, Delaware, from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district. Jay Huss, the sole member of the LLC, is present with me today. So the applicant did appear, as Director Whitehouse said, before Planning and Zoning Commission and received a recommendation of approval 5-0 on January 13, 2022. Executive Lawns purchased this particular property in 2017 after recognizing the need for space at a previous site where they operated this business. Now this business has expanded. It was subject of a conditional use that allowed for the present landscaping operation on site. And again, Mr. Huss is looking to expand his business that has done very well, and especially done very well during the pandemic. They've seen significant and steady growth since moving to this property in 2017. The proposed business is for a wholesale garden center type use, which is permitted by right in the C2 zoning district. For all the reasons stated during the hearing at the commission, again, Executive Lawn Property Management, and specifically Mr. Huss, that's present today, requests rezoning of the property from AR1 to C2, and I'll answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions from Council? If not, do you have anything else, Ms. Pete?
Nothing else to add.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this?
At this time, there's no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
Thank you. We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Moore read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.68 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, council.
I will make a motion for approval.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Green. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Committee.
Mrs. Green?
I'll vote yes based on recommendation from Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Riley?
I will also vote yes based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations.
Woodson?
I also agree with Planning and Zoning, and I vote yes.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning reasons. I will vote yes. Motion carried. Contain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, question on the motion. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.